Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Am I good, Brother Ibuka? All the mic off? Off, right? Okay, good. Well, let's just start somewhere again. Faith the Foley. I'm going to wrap it up on Sunday, probably with a question session, right? Question, answer, question, response, anyone that floats your boat. But we'll try to wrap that up on Sunday and just see where we can progress. We're having In Christed September, is that correct? So In Christed is next month. And looking forward to that meeting as a meeting where we're going to have supernatural experiences and encounters. Amen? Amen. Well, so we've been looking at Faith of Foley, and we've been trying to ask questions about how do we blend the natural part of our lives and the supernatural part of our lives? How do we merge them together? Or if at all, should we merge them together? Should we bring them together? Is there a line, right? Should we be smart about decisions? Should we be smart about actions? Should we, you know, ensure that we don't go or be one-sided? And, you know, like one of the examples I gave like two or three times during the series was the fact that when you're walking, you require two legs. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and walking with your two legs makes it easier for you to walk. And that's the only way we can experience God's best in this earth. You know, sometimes people find it difficult to believe that medicine is supernatural as well. Right? Yeah? Okay, it's easy to say it's natural because, oh, any body, regardless of a Christian or whatever it is, can be a doctor. But the question remains that the roots behind whatever you see as a modification to life based on the technical or medical world has its background from the use of brains. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah? And we have established that a brain is something that is what? From the supernatural. So God gave man brain. Is that correct? So God, who is supernatural, gave man brain. For man to have brain, you know, it has to be something supernatural behind the scene for that to be the reality. More often than not, you will find out that there is something behind the scene. There is, you know, people have some theology about how, you know, man just... Have you heard people say man exists from nothing? You know, we heard those theories now. Man exists from, man just appears. But it sounds very foolish, really. You know? Yeah? It's just like saying your brain is from... No, now. That's why when children are small, right, and they grow, their capacity increases. A brain doesn't start from middle of nowhere. It starts from somewhere, right? They have a brain when they are small, but as they grow over time, there's that part of them that, you know, grows alongside the, you know, their physical growth as well. So when you say the world is, you know, the world just, have you heard about bang theory? Big bang theory, right? Yeah, the world just happened to be. How can you happen? Did you happen to be? You understand? Yeah, people who are having those conversations, did they happen to be? Right? Yeah? But a lot of times, it's the lie of the devil where you're just trying to, you know, whitewash. Is that a word? Brainwash? What does it mean to whitewash? Whitewash means to paint something white that is not white. As well. Yeah, paint something, yeah, you're trying to whitewash, you know, the reality of life, right? Well, that, pardon my example, where anyhow it flies. Right, but you'll find out that in the real sense, there has to be an existence of a God before certain things can be in place. Right, the scriptures were the books of the Bible, they were written across so many years. And the truth is that a lot of the people in the Bible didn't meet themselves. Are we here? Right, a lot of the people in the Bible didn't meet themselves. Right, the books were littered across the world, and yet coming together and bringing them together, we saw consistency across the board. Right, we saw the existence of a God, a supernatural being. We saw the existence of that. So a lot of times, people now tilt more as well to the angle of it has to be God, or anything God says. So people say, "I will not leave my house today. I will not brush my teeth today." If God did not say, you know, those kind of things. Now, yeah, I won't brush today. If God does not say I should brush. Yeah, I'm led by the Spirit to the point that, you know, where I'm from, they say sote. Yeah, I'm led by Spirit to the point that I don't even brush my teeth except God says, go and brush your teeth. That's very interesting. I remember there was a day somebody had shared a video with me about somebody who said he was on the plane and he got to the toilet and he saw the toilet was messed up and the Spirit of God asked him not to disembark of that plane, from that plane, until he washes the toilet. Well, That's it. You see, we were talking about economy and business class 2 weeks ago, and that's a major difference now. Yeah, there's a way economy toilet is, and there's a way business class toilet too is. Yeah. So, and in research, people always say they have their various experiences and how they view God. But the truth is that on that plane, if he didn't preach to another person sitting beside him, he has not as much done what is very basic expected of him. You understand? You have people sitting by your left to your right, right, who might not even be Christians, or let's even assume they are Christians, but you never voiced out the gospel from your lips to preach to any of them. The Spirit of God did not prompt you to preach to any of them, but the Spirit of God decided to prompt you to wash the toilet. I feel like there's something is missing somewhere. And I'm not discrediting the fact that I'm not the Spirit of God in him. But I'm just trying to say that at least that kind of testimony, when you are saying it to the public, right, there should also be that part of, I preached and I witnessed to someone beside me. Well, like, except maybe he did and he didn't tell us that part. But what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that a toilet is dirty. You don't need to be prompted to know to clean the toilet. I would get, you know, if you go to a public toilet, for instance, right, nobody needs to tell you to sanitize the toilet before, you know, and that's why when you are traveling and when you are going out, or maybe you will be in the public, there's nothing wrong in having wipes in your bag. You know, you can go to a public toilet, right, and you want to use the place, right, and you just bring out some wet wipes and clean up the place, and at least you go back home and have peace of mind. Not the one you go back home, you start having headache, and you'll be wondering, ah, maybe it's that toilet, or what have I picked from there, right? And I'm not saying that your wipes can do all the cleaning, but at least it can help you a little, right? Yeah, some of us in our bathrooms where we have our shower, yeah, the white bathtub is as brown as, you know, when you wash your body, dirt comes out from it, right? And when dirt comes out from it and it mixes with water and soap, and it doesn't, you don't flush it well, it stays on the bathtub and it begins to change the color of the bathtub. We're sounding like we don't know what I'm talking about. You cannot relate. Have you bath in a latrine? Yeah? Do you understand? So there's a consistency issue that some of us, why do you like using brown towel? Because it merges with your skin color. Hallelujah. Are we together? Some of us cannot use white towel. Yeah? Even if you go to a hotel and they pour white towel on the bed, you'll be asking them for something different. Don't you have something different? Right? Why? Because, and the truth is that, should your towel get dirty, every human being's towel should get dirty. But don't use towel to the point that, for instance, but at the touch, you know, demons tremble. You know that song, at your presence. You understand? You know, some people, their bathroom is smelling today because of the towel in the bathroom. It's not word of knowledge. Well, anything you pick for me, that's your own. Maybe there's somebody that is here that will say, why smelling? And they'll wash everywhere and they'll spray everywhere and go out and come back. Oh, geez, the rats die here. It might be your towel, right? Yeah, after a few days, change it. Yeah, after we've done a lot around hygiene. Your toothbrush, the one you located from whatever country you are coming from to Nigeria is what you are still using now after 3 years. Your post study visa is almost finishing. It's still that same toothbrush. Yeah, your sponge needs to be changed. Is that not correct? Yeah, you should, you know, when you buy sponge, try and buy in the multiples, right? Stock them somewhere. When you buy toothbrush, don't be buying one brush, because the thing about toothbrush is that if you are not intentional, it's easy to stay with one brush for 2 years. You just be seeing the mouth opening. The mouth just be spreading, and you know, you just be rinsing it. And when you finish it like this, then you don't hang it again. You know, you can buy toothbrush cover as well and cover the mouth of your brush, right? You know, we've done a lot about hygiene. I don't want to go back there. But the other part as well of the hygiene I want to talk about was the health part. Dear saints, take care of your health. I beg you in God's name, take care of your health. It's part of life. I was with someone last week, right? And he was, you know, he was giving me a story of the experience that his wife had and some things, and we just spoke about a few things, right? Quite, you know, prominent. You know, and one of the things he said to me was that there are some pills that Christians don't take because they want to be in faith. Did you hear what I just said? Look at me, dear saints. When your doctor prescribes based on what they saw, it's not your doctor that put anything in your body. Can God's power heal anything in your body?
Yes.
Right? You are clear that it's not God that puts it in your body. But if your doctor says, there is something, your sugar level is too high, your cholesterol level is too high, you have two options. Modify your lifestyle or you start taking pills. Don't say God forbid. No. Are we together? Don't say God forbid. Right? Now, can you say God forbid while you leave the place and start speaking God's word? Yes, you can do that. But don't make it look as if the person who is a doctor, who is just interpreting that the result script to you, is a devil's advocate. They're just telling you what they saw. Altogether, you know, we've seen so many spiritual experiences. We've had experiences of people who have, you know, had health issues, right? And they'll come to church, we'll lay hands on them, pray with them, and they'll go back to the hospital, and it's not there. Right? In fact, there was one that wanted to go for a surgery at a point, right? And after hands were laid and, you know, prayers were made, went back to the place, right, just for them to do a final test before they confirm they can proceed with the surgery. And they found that I wasn't there again. That supernaturally, it happens. We believe a lot in that. We see it happen. But the fact remains that if it was there, it was there. Yeah? See, the more you grow in life, the more you advance in life, the more you age in life, there are certain things you need to start taking care of. There are foods you stop eating. Your quantity of food needs to reduce. Amen? Amen. Are we here?
Yes, sir.
Right? You see, I was saying to my wife a few days ago, I said, we were laughing about it, but we're serious. When you start growing, once you leave teenagehood, let's say you enjoy your first early 20s, but once you start getting to your proper 20s, yeah, begin to see food as something that should sustain your body, not something that should satisfy your appetite. Does that make sense to you? Right? Not something that you don't eat because you feel like. Eat because you need to. There are two different ways of eating. That's why some of you will eat rice. You will put the rice bowl, eat three pieces of chicken. You will still rub the stomach and say, do you want more? Just add more. No. That's not the way you should be living your life. Yeah? Do you know how many calories are in one? Some people eat their bowl of rice that they eat on a one sitting, right, is more than the calorie intake they should have in a day. Are we here? And this is not for, because, see, what I'm saying to you is don't go and be saying, I'm slim. We burn fat quickly in my family. That's not what I'm asking you to be saying, no, right? Because even, do you know that there are slim people that have health conditions, right? Let me tell you, do you know that there are people who are on the big side? And they are healthier than those who are slim.
Yes.
Okay. That's a very personal response. There are those who are, there are people who are, they don't have pot belly, right? Yeah? But if you ask them to run side by side with someone that you call lanky, you know, always check yourself. When you come to Hope City, it's a good way to check your heart pressure. Climb the staircase. Don't be using elevator every time. Climb the staircase. Anything that makes you climb the staircase and you get to that door and you first do, you are not healthy. Did you hear what I just said? You are not healthy. How can you climb this one flight of staircase now? When you get to that, you first observe and look around before you proceed on part two. You are not healthy. Right? These things are things you should check within yourself. Nobody needs to know if you are panting or not panting. But what I just said, let it reason with you. Let it make sense to you, right? You can't just walk from here to the bus stop, right? And some of us, which of us, you won't be asking for water or breeze. We'll be asking, give me cold Pepsi. Do you have cold Pepsi? Give me cold Fanta. I want chilled. You know, it's not chilled. But you don't know that. A lot of times, the things you do today, you are reducing your lifespan from the future. Are we together? Do you know that people don't just suddenly die more often than not? Do you know that? Yeah? I'm talking about people who are young, for instance. People don't just suddenly die. There would have been traits or that some things that would have been giving signs from time, but you just neglect it. I'm saying you can stay with the word and don't neglect your health. It's very important. One of the things I've done as a practice for myself is to do at least 2 checkups in a year, full body checkup. The feedback of whatever they're giving me is to help me modify my lifestyle. So your health is very important. Your health is very important. Take care of your health. Right? Don't use all your energy to gather money when you are young and spend it on your health when you grow. You hear what I just said? Don't use all the money, all your energy now to walk, and gather a lot of money. You will now find out in the future, all the money we're gathering. You know it doesn't sound good. Do you understand? When you gather money, it's just to enjoy life to an extent. But imagine you are gathering money, and your reason for gathering money eventually, and you know a lot of times you don't know that that's what you spend it on later on. But there are some things they will tell you you need to treat. And you cannot say you have money in the account, but you say you want to keep it for enjoyment. You have to bring it out and treat yourself. So as we are growing, right, no matter the age you are at, there's always something about your health you can modify. Yeah, even me that I'm talking, you know, God's word, you know, has a double approach. It eats you, it eats me, right? But the fact remains that even if I'm working on something, that does not deprive me from being able to teach it, for instance, as God's word. Are we together? Right? So is it good for my life to be able to align to what I preach? Yes. Is it good for my life to be an example of what I preach? Yes. But so when it comes to God's word, as it were, we're going to look at some scriptures now, right? It's not about the vessel and the perfection of the vessel. It's about the perfection of God's word. Are we together? So sometimes when we say some things, when you preach some things, I cannot take away the fact that we need to stop eating late from my teaching because I eat late. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah, because my instruction or my saying that to you or as members of church can help you. Yeah, it's something I've tried, and it's really because, you know, there's no excuse, really. You just have to be very intentional. Yeah, it's really because of how life can just get busy. Life can just get busy, right? So there's some things you will just change. And sometimes you will not drive. You know, some people, it's the car they bought that made their health worse. Do you get what I just said? When you were jumping bus and jumping van and jumping everything, you were active, you were moving. But when you bought car, Prince passenger, right? No. Let me tell you, walking is not for the poor. Amen? They say there's walking, there's trekking. Okay, there's walking, there's strolling, there's trekking. And there's, you know, those are the real ones now. But there's also the one they call, from where I come from, it says walker. Eh? You know what walker means? Yeah, walker. Do you understand? Yeah. There are some things you would have that you know that when you are walking is not based on condition. You condition yourself to be that way. But don't allow life to box you in such a way that you lose touch of your exercise. There's nothing wrong in buying a watch that says that you, even if you are not losing weight and you're not saying that you're losing weight, if you aim to do 10,000 steps every day, there's nothing wrong in it. You know, 10,000 steps is not easy. 10,000 steps is not easy. Forget it. I did it from the 1st of June last year to the 31st of December last year, every day. I know what my eyes saw. Yeah? So this year I had to modify because it wasn't sustainable. Right? Yeah. So what do I now do? I've brought down my steps, but increased my metabolism rate on probably like on a treadmill. Right? Yeah. So I remember, for instance, when I'm walking at home for some of us who work from home, right? Yeah. Sometimes you can choose to use the toilet upstairs and come back to your, office downstairs or vice versa. Yeah? You can even wake up in the middle of the night and go downstairs yourself and come back to the bed. Down is different. Right? But, you know, during your break time, make up your mind. Take a stroll outside. Yeah? When you come to church, let's leave elevator for people that have pram. Yeah? Jump on the stairs. Come up again. Yeah? Some of us are happy now with Novotel because they've locked the staircase. They've locked the staircase. You got to collect card. You say, that card can open staircase road. You know everybody has their card now in church. Yeah? Pick your card. Go downstairs. Right? Then also drink a lot of water. Don't, you know, that there's a sound that is of the devil, but we don't know. Particularly when it's plenty, you will be convinced it's of the devil. You see that sound? You see that sound? When you open can. You see, cut down on your soda. Amen?
Amen?
Reduce your soda intake. When you are thirsty, don't be looking for juice. Drink water. Reduce juice to juice or whatever you call it to once a day or once in 2 or 3 days. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Because a lot of things you do today, it is your tomorrow you are affecting. How blessed will it be when you have a child, for instance, who is born in this time frame, and when you are in your 50s or your 60s, you can stand beside them, right? And be rest assured that they can even mistake you for their brother or their sister. Yeah. Altogether, not the one that when you enter a place, you say, this is the mama. This is the mama. So people, you see them as the mama. When you ask them, they are in their late 40s. Yeah? I want you to pick this message as something that's been struggling to your heart. I'm not talking about anybody in particular. I'm talking to the whole church, including myself. Right? There are things you need to change. There are things, as you are preaching the gospel, witnessing and winning souls, trusting God for, you know, divine help, divine protection, there are things you also do on your part. They say you should be drinking. Last year I paid a professional health coach. Right? Yeah. They say I should be drinking. How many liters should we drink as men? 3 liters? 8 liters. Sister Bukola, your government is tough. Your government is tough. Please don't collect counsel for Sister Bukola. 8 liters or 8 liters of water. That is fuel from here to my house. You buy for 8 liters. No. Yeah, even no matter your health condition, they can't use a big 8 liters of water. Yeah, it's supposed to be what? 2.5 to 3. 3 to 5 liters. Your own doctor too needs to be checked. Yeah, no, what's the correct one? I think for ladies it's 2 liters, right? You can't be drinking water as you want to dilute your blood. 8 liters. Did they say your blood is thick? No, for men it's 3 liters. Brasil, you're supposed to know this now. I think you've told me something. 3 liters. Even your wife, you say 8. Yeah? 3 liters of water. So that's, you know, 750 cl bottle of water, right? So let's say an average of 4 of that. Right? So 750, is it 750 ml?
Yes.
Right? That's 75 cl.
Yes.
Correct, yeah? Yeah, so drink water. When you wake up in the morning, don't open your stomach with Sprite. Don't open your stomach with Pepsi. Open your stomach with water. You know, sometimes when you think you are hungry, you just need to drink water. You are dehydrated. Yeah? It's very, very important. All these things are very, very important. Then your food control, portion control. Not the one. I'm not saying you starve yourself, right? But you know, when they serve food for you, you know that is too much. You have inner witness. your spirit confirms to you that that's too much food. Yeah? As you grow, you start eating more protein than what?
Carbs.
Right? Yeah? Buy more chicken, buy more fish, buy more goat meat, buy more of those things. That doesn't mean you're not going to finish all your money on protein, no. Right? Yeah, you know, Pastor Matthew Ashimolowo, he said that, you know, people asked him a question, say, why does he look so healthy? He said the last time he ate rice was 30 years ago. The question is, what are you eating? You know why you're asking that question? Is the condition of life. Do you understand? There's a way life will condition you to think that rice is the most precious. Rice is not the only food in this world, though. Do you understand? But rice is common. Does it eat? And some of us, the problem we have is the marriage we have with bread. bread. We like white, soft bread. Eh? And it's always good to buy sliced bread. Don't be buying bread that is not sliced. Don't be buying bread that is not sliced. You will just pick one and mesh it together. You see, you're pounding it together does not reduce the calories. You know, you can pound bread and it will look like this. But what you are eating is 2,000 calories. Buy sliced bread and count your slices of bread. Right? Take one slice. No, one is too small. before you are seeing double at work. Right? Take two or take three. Right? You can buy or four. You can buy wheat bread. You know wheat bread? Yeah? Wheat bread, all those breads that have sourdough. Yes? So they say sourdough. Yeah? So you buy sourdough. Right? Or you buy what? No, but okay. That one is 40. Okay, it's the best. Okay. But what is the Roman other one that has least stones? Is it oatmeal? Right? Seeded bread and all the bread. Yeah? Those seeded and take more fruits. Amen? Take more fruits. You see, how you know you are not eating well is when you go to the toilet, you want to ease yourself. Right? You have to first sit down for 10 minutes to reply all your messages. You first sit down for 10 minutes. You've not started anything, no? Yeah? But you know, if your partner, once your partner knows you've started, please close the door. Right? Some of us, we go to the toilet and we'll be using ourselves as if we want to give birth. No, it means that there's something you are doing wrong. How can you want to use toilet as if you want to give birth? It means for somebody to say, push, push, push. It means you're not drinking fluid as much. It means you are starching your stomach a lot. Right? Also learn how, when not to eat. Right? Some people do intermittent fasting. My wife said it's easier for us that we should be doing the first thing you do within, they say once you wake up within the first 2 hours, make sure you eat your breakfast. And they say your breakfast should be your heaviest meal. Is it breakfast or lunch? Different school of thought. But sure, in any school of thought, your AVS food should not be dinner. No matter the school, you are eroding. Eh? Don't let your major food. Eh? Money, you eat salad. Right? Money, you eat small salad. You eat small salmon fish. Small. Afternoon, you eat nuts. Evening, you now go and do fufu. You go and eat. You know, for those of us where we come from, there's something called Eba. Right? Gari that is merged together. Or pounded yam. Right? Do you know, if you check how much is in one small wrap of eba like this, it will shock you. I think once you eat that, it's done for the day. But some of us will eat like four of the day, we wrap it. It's not by squeezing it. Don't deceive yourself. Stop trying to squeeze it so it will look small to your mind. No. It's not by squeezing it. Right, don't measure together. Don't use nylon to wrap it so that you just look that it's small. What you are still eating is heavy. They also tell you, when you are eating swallow, for some of us who are Africans, when you are eating swallow, right, let your protein and your vegetable be more. And let me also say, it's not every soup that is meant for your age. Oh. Let me tell you, it's not every, how can you be eating soup that you first use 1 liter of red oil or 8 liters like my sister to fry 8 liters of red oil to fry the sauce. See, I like when the whole house smells like you use 8 liters of red oil or granite oil. Different school of thought. Some say that red oil is healthier than granite oil. I'm not here to debate you. But even when you are cooking, right? Yeah, take a cup of oil. Do you know how many calories in a cup of oil? You say, I like my meat to be flowing. You will finish cooking stew. The top, the oil that will be on the top, you guys just cook another meal. Say, I know. I like my stew to be red. That red is affecting your stomach. It's affecting your body. Right? Yeah, always important. When you fry egg, you know there's something called one calorie spray. Right? Buy one calorie spray. One spray per calorie to fry egg. Do three or do four. You should not be measuring granite oil for egg. Granite oil, you measure olive oil. Some of us have moved from granite oil now to Olive oil, Nabi. And say olive oil is healthy. It's healthier. We know it's healthier, but also know the proportion. Also know the proportion. Let me tell you, I want to live long ago. And I believe everybody wants to, nobody wants to die young. Yeah? But the truth is that as we are young and we are growing, for some of us who are young and we are growing, this is the time that we will make deliberate decisions for our future. Are we together? Yeah? Some of us need to go and check our cholesterol level. Some of us need to go and check your heart, check blood pressure monitor. Buy it and keep it in your house. That money you used to buy McDonald's, save it for two times and buy blood pressure. Monitor your blood pressure, even though you don't have blood pressure history. Once in 2 weeks, wake up in the morning, go and check your blood pressure. If it's really 160, I'm telling you today, there's every tendency I will not be where I am today. One day, when my dad passed, I was going for Carrie's camp meeting, right? And I was so busy because I was working in a place where they dealt with me. And I preached in church. I had to be in church every Sunday, you know, and all of those things. So I went for Christ Camp Minister was a university, UNILAG then. It started on Thursday. So I flew into Lagos on Thursday, Friday, Saturday after the last session, and after the afternoon session, I flew back to Abuja to go and preach on Sunday. In fact, my flight was canceled on that Saturday. I had to sleep in the hotel at the airport to fly Sunday morning. Touched down in Abuja, straight to preach. As soon as I finished preaching, went back to the airport, flew back to Karis to finish the last three sessions. So I came back to Lagos this Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, Monday morning session. My ticket was back. So Monday afternoon was my flight back to Abuja. And I was at the airport, right? And I was just sitting down. And these people that have this blood pressure thing just came and, you know, they were trying to get money and sell themselves and everything. So they said, come and check your blood pressure, you know. A lot of times you think blood pressure doesn't affect you because you are young. It's not true. In the world we are in right now, people that have more blood pressure issue are the young people. Nobody just slums and dies just like that more often than not. Except they've chased you. More often than not, your pressure was built. I'm telling you my life experience. And I went there and I sat down. My blood pressure was reading over 180. Me standing in front of you today, 180. Blood pressure heart thing was the same thing that my dad, that affected my dad when my dad passed LEO. But you know, in my mind, I'd be like, I'm young now, and blood pressure is for the old. My blood pressure was 180 over maybe 120. I said, check it again. The same value. My life flashed in front of me. I said, hey. Do you know, that is, if I might not have checked it, I would have continued at the pace I was going, and I would just slump. It could even be a partial stroke that would my face would be disfigured for life. I might still be alive, but my face will be disfigured for life. Are we together? And guess what? I went back to my office then. Because the stress was both from my dad was on the hospital bed for over 2 months into almost 3 months. I was working in a place where they were dealing with me because they felt they were paying me. Then I was doing ministry. I took off ministry overnight. I did not plan for it. Everything was just merging together. You know, in fact, at this time, church, 95% of church members had left church. Right? Well, my dad passed. So it was, you know, can imagine the kind of things going on in my head. Will I close now? Will I start? You know, and merging it together with all those things. So I started modifying my lifestyle gradually. Right? I went to tell my manager then where I was working that, please, can I take a week off to rest? The man, because he's a doctor, he said my BP can never get to that value. He paid me. They say you're lying, supplying. You know, actually, eventually, his name is Dr. La. Olamide, what's his name, sir? Yeah, that's his heart. You know, he said you can't be lying like that. And he has one American British kind of accent like this. You can't be lying like that. You know, people just wake up to just put blood pressure number on their number. Before then, I didn't even know what blood pressure number rate used to even be. I just said, the doctor said I need to relax and rest. Give me 1 week off. He said, no, that's why I dropped my resignation and left the place. So. Because if anything happened, maybe they are still in the business today, 7 years after. You know, let me tell you one of the ways to view work. Someone was talking to me and he said that somebody died in their office, right? And they just did one day mourning and they moved on. And I asked a question. I said, how many days should they have done? It's a very hard conversation. We don't like to talk about it. How many days should they have done? No, answer that question. If you were the CEO of the company, how many days will you give them? Do you know what I'm trying to say? A CEO wants to keep making money. Those that are alive are the ones that will help him make money. So if you're the CEO, some of us say, if we're CEO, we'll not even send condolences to the family that passed. We'll just be in our office saying, hey, yo, and we'll just move on. That's what life really entails. That's what life is. So you take care of yourself. Yeah? That does not mean you should be complacent as work. But the truth is that treat yourself. Some of us don't know how to take off from work. Let me tell you, either you don't take off or you take off. The day they want to let people go, if you enter that category, you will go. It's life. Take care of your health. That does not mean you should be lazy. Yeah? Don't be piling up your leave. You know, recently I started intentionally wanting to, because most of my leaves in the past few years, they've been strictly for, special meetings. All my leaves, in fact. The first time I took leave that I was not a special meeting was this year. I started intentionally trying to say, I cannot use all my leaves for special meeting. I need to rest. Because every special meeting I go for drains me. So I'm drained January to December. I need to rest. It's very important. Yeah? So that you don't find yourself in a place. So that I want to be healthy when I start seeing my grandchildren. Don't you want to be? Yeah? You want to be healthy. Yeah? You want to be able to see Eri's daughter, right? And say, grandma and granddaughter wants to walk on the streets. Grandpa and granddaughter wants to walk on the streets. Yeah? But if you're not careful from now, it's in later time. Don't eat so much. See, let me tell you what. Let me say this in a different way. Start disciplining yourself from now, so that it doesn't get to the point that the doctor forces themselves to discipline you. Are we here? Because when you see doctor, when if you allow them to give you a list of what not to eat, you will know that there's no food in this world, because all the things will be listed on that food list. Stop this. Stop that. Stop this. Stop this. Stop. You now be asking what is left. So what I now do, in fact, and when you go to Aldi, thank God for the environment you live in. Go to Aldi, buy things based on color. You know color code? You know color code? If you don't know, no color code, though. How can everything in your house be red, 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 red? That's danger. Yeah? In fact, when I look at a shelf, the first thing I see before I see the name of the product is the color. Because sometimes it's just be attracting you. Yeah? You buy sausage. You buy corned beef. You buy bacon. Say, I want to eat English breakfast. See, you can eat English breakfast. Apple is not English breakfast. It's not part of it. Why did you not choose apple to eat English breakfast? You went to choose bacon and sausage. You now take brioche. You know brioche? Yeah? One brioche has like 121 calories. Yeah? If you take five, that's how many? That's like 700. Your own intake in a day is supposed to be 2,000. You have done more than halfway. And that is your starter. You take your brioche, you slice it. In fact, butter is even a problem. You take three spoons of butter and slam it on top and be as if you are cementing concrete. Yeah? You now put enough fried egg. Egg that you've already used olive oil, like 3 liters. You pick the egg from the pond. Oil is dropping down. You try to pick it. You bring your plate close to it. That's your health going for it. Fruits are not the sweetest, right? But start learning. If you don't know how to eat fruits, you can start with smoothie. Even smoothie is not as healthy. When you buy smoothie, then say because it's smoothie, you go and load everything, strawberry, load everything, the cup is full like this. No. You take your cup of blender, you put small smoothie, let your water or your milk, even milk, be careful with your milk. I'm going to just what is left? You know there is oat milk. You know there's oat milk. Where is there? There's almond milk. Right? Some of you say, it's just semi-skimmed milk. It doesn't go well with my stomach. See, how would they just, I said they just took it from the cow straight. How would I pour it in my cornflakes? You know, you like your cornflakes to be milky. You want it to be milky. Some of us, we still take pig milk and still pour two tubes of sugar. And you now stare at you beat it, you batter it. You now be walking by the side and be moving mouse. And be, see, your milk will be, you know, milk will be dropping and it will be so thick. All those things are affecting you. I beg you, girls, I want in 50 years from now, right, everybody that is here will still be living healthy. Still be looking healthy. Yeah? Not that, you know, it's not good for people to carry you. When people are carrying you and moving you to move to do your life, you are at their mercy. When you are pressed, you want to use yourself, it's dependent on them. You cannot move without them being there. So why don't you start being agile from now? Right? Learn to cut your milk. You know the milk we used to buy at some point we used to buy you know, in Audi, there's this kind of milk that is not like pick, it's not pick milk, but it's like evaporated milk. You should buy it. Okay, it's for my house. So I used to buy it for visitors. But I now realize sometimes that I used to be the visitor that I used to. So I had to stop buying it. So I started buying. I now buy the almond milk, like you know, like we say, it doesn't have taste. But there's one called oat cream milk. Right? Check it. It's green. At least that's what encourages me. Right? Yeah? Minimize the quantity as well. Nowadays, I now measure the quantity of milk I put even in pancake. Someone wants to put pancake. You do 3 cups of pancake. Only you. 3 cups of pancake. You now sprinkle baking powder and baking soda on it. Right? You now whisk 5 eggs. 5. Then turn it together with, you see, you want it to be fluffy. Yeah? And you're not even okay. You will now use butter. You will use a spoon of butter inside that mix. Then use butter as your base to fry it. Do you know what is in butter? You know, butter is condensed oil. It's processed oil. That's why you put inside a fry pan and it's hot. It turns to oil. It's oil. Imagine how it is in your body. You now eat with that and you now use cold water, chilled water. You're not in trouble. When you take things like that, no matter the quantity you take, don't use cold water to top it up. Cold water just makes it stand there. Are we here? Have you not noticed in China, why don't they look the way we look? You never ask yourself that question. They don't usually do a lot of workout, though. Every small thing, see. Some of us, we still go to Chinatown. They will be giving you tea. You say, no. I'm not a tea person. I've never asked yourself a question. Something hot. They're always taking hot tea. Hot tea that is healthy, or not? Because not hot tea with hot chocolate and you put 4 spoons. This side, no. Hot tea. Like, you know, there is tea. All those hot chocolate is not tea. Yeah, it's beverage. There's a name they call it. Hot chocolate. Green tea is what I'm talking about. But what do they call all those? Herbal tea. Is that what they call hot chocolate?
No, yeah.
Herbal tea is what? What do they call hot chocolate? Okay. So hot chocolate is not tea. Okay, it's a hot drink. Okay. But there's hot drink, hot chocolate, and there's green tea. Some of you will buy green tea, right? And you top it up with plenty of milk and sugar. I say, I'll be stirring the under. As if you want to confuse the sugar you put inside. Yeah, why are you drinking green tea if you have to put sugar inside the tea? Just go and drink your hot chocolate now. You drink green tea, you put, there's one we used to have in Nigeria, I don't know if they do Lipton here. Right? Put green tea inside your cup. And when you pour it water, you allow it to be half cup. You use the remaining half for milk. It's not healthy. Are you learning something today?
Yes,
please, your health is very important, I beg you. There's nobody that is too young to start taking care of their health. Like I said earlier, once you start crossing that teenage age, because when you're a teenager or when you're younger than that, there's more likelihood that you are active. You are walking to school, you are walking to another classroom, you are at least moving with your friends. But once you start living independent, once you graduate like this, it's left to your discipline. Very important, left to your discipline, right? Then also learn to work out. You don't have to have all the money in the world to work out. You know, if you dance in your living room, you will burn calories. Yeah? Now, on YouTube, nowadays, they even have as much information to help you lose weight. Pastor, I don't have money for gym. That's why I'm looking the way I'm looking. Who are you talking to? No, that's not an excuse. right? You can, you know, if you dance for 30 minutes, you will burn calories. You can even have a staircase in your house and just be doing like this. I'm showing you an example now. Yeah? Do it for 30 minutes. But now know when you do it. Not the one you will do it at 9 p.m. You now top it up. Do you know that recently I found out how many calories is in half a cup of oats? You know what they call oats? They say oats is healthy. Oats. You know what they call oats? Oatmeal. Okay, Coca Oats is a brand. Yeah. Correct. I got that. Yeah? Do you know how many Coca Oats? Right? How many calories is in half a cup of Coca Oats? The day I found out, I say, a full cup. Let's not go, just go and do your research. So what do I do now? So look at me. I just realized I'll not be eating what I like to eat, but I'm not losing weight. I'm just like, am I not suffering like this? I now found out that, you know, I have a box where I have nuts, walnuts, almond nuts, cashew nuts. I used to take a handful and sprinkle on the oatmeal that's already one full cup. I now check how many calories is in one almond seed. I say, hey, do you know if you want to eat healthy in the morning, you should not take more than maybe two or three, and two walnuts, maybe one or two cashew nuts. Somebody say, what do we eat? Yeah? What do? You break it down and you let it look into small chunks and throw it around. It sounds like joke until I found out all this. I'm like, how did I get here? I'm just realizing I'll be running on the staircase, on the treadmill in the night. Everywhere will be disturbing. I'll disturb everybody with my treadmill. I'll go and climb the scale again after seeing the thing is going up. And I realize, so I need to start counting. So you can buy a weighing scale, right? Measure your food. Measure your portion. Eat more, fiber. No, there's something I'm remembering. There's veggies. Is that what you don't like? Okay. veggies is the one that is cucumber, carrot, veggies. That one is healthier than what you call salad. You know what they call salad? When you put all the whole milk that you be dripping, like all the cream. Coleslaw, sorry. Okay, they are all salads. Forgive me. Yeah? Eat that one. But let everything be done moderately. I beg you, dear saints. Very important. Right? Sometimes I'll finish on the treadmill. I will jump on the treadmill. I'll go and now pack my oatmeal. I'll just eat. And you know, your stomach doesn't process food again once you start sleeping. So they always advise you, try to leave like 2-3 hours, if not 4, before you go to bed. So if you are somebody who does very rigorous workout, it might be good to do your workout in the morning. Right? So that throughout the day, you can top it up and you probably have your last meal. Yeah? And stop eating at 10 p.m. Stop eating at 11 p.m. It's not healthy. All together. It's not healthy. It's not healthy. Drop everything. Let it be done with moderation. Also, let me tell you, even the gym does not mean you should go and kill yourself in the gym. Be moderate with your even gym. You know your body. You know, there's a calculation they say for once you are, a man should take an average of, is it 2,000 calories a day? 2,000, right? Depending on what you want to lose. Depending on where you are. Right? Then they say you should do, women should do 1.6. So men is 2,200. 2,200. That number now is not for all of us in this room. Someone like me now, I can't be doing 2.2. I'll be deceiving myself. Right? In fact, I've been trying as much as possible to be under 1,952, 2K. Is it easiest? No. But it's very, very important. Very, very important. Try and just make sure that your breakfast in the morning is full of lots of fruits. I understand that it can be expensive to live a kind of healthy life. Do you understand? But even if you can't really afford as much, you can start with your quantity portion control. Are we here today? Yes, sir. Are you learning something today? Yes, sir. Right? So your health, because it's your health that will, allow your vehicle to do the ministry of Jesus on the earth. You know, your body is like your vehicle on this earth. Are we together? The same way you take care of your body is the same way you should pay attention to your spirit man, your soul, your mind. Very important, right? Some do what you call intermittent, correct? Intermittent fasting, right? Yeah. Just open your stomach at 12 o'clock in the afternoon or in the morning. You know, if you wait till 12 before you eat in it every day, you will not die. You won't die. Yeah, you can start eating at 11. Let's say you say 11. 7 o'clock, you eat your last meal. Then if you're someone who doesn't have discipline, stop doing work in the kitchen. Amen? You know yourself. Don't be doing work in the kitchen. What I mean by work, don't finish that your assignment from work, office, in the kitchen. When you close shop in the kitchen, go to another room. In fact, go to the toilet and sit on the toilet seat and finish your laptop work. Because it's from dance you enter what? Okay, from clap you enter dance. You just look like this, I just see. Just look like this, I just see. You know, I was another thing again, you know granola? Do you know what is in granola? Yeah, you know, so I should be eating more fiber. Your granola and your oat alone that you eat in the morning covers 2,200. And you now drink it and then say, yeah. We are ready to start the day. You are not starting any day. Yeah? All those things. Start looking at the back. And almost everything you buy here, they always have numbers they will tell you per portion. When you cook rice and rice swell, measure the rice in gram to know what you are eating. Right? Let your rice be small. Amen? And you see, what I'm even saying to you, it will help you save more money. Some of you buy a bag of rice every month. Bag of rice. And only you and your partner in one house. You didn't have visitor in the whole month. Every month, you are buying one bag of rice. Every month, you are buying, what is that big size of oil? No, there's a big 5 liters of oil, Jude, we know it. I tempted him. I tested him. He fell for it. He forgot he told me where he used to buy his own from. I didn't buy like this. He just jumped at it. I said, you've eaten it. Let it not be like I said it on my own. 5 liters of oil, you are changing 5 liters of oil every 3 weeks. Ha. And only you and your wife. Abby is nowhere eating. Abby, you are frying plantain for no. Yeah, even plantain too. Dear saints, I beg you. You see, I've not gone to my notes intentionally because I realize that in the church, we don't have people telling us these things. Well, okay. What's the Greek word for beginning? Don't you know? You don't know it's Bereshit? You don't know? Yes, why? Okay, you didn't know. If I tell you what's the Greek word for Jesus' name, you don't know. You don't know that Joshua means it. You know the Greek words now. What about your health? Are you paying attention to it? Who is going to tell us this thing? And I just felt like it's my responsibility as a pastor to bring this down home so that we can know. Right? No matter how much you think you are slim, right? You can be slim, but your blood pressure is running for it. It might just be modification, your cholesterol level. It might just be that you need to stop your sugar. When you take garri or you take some of us take Rice Krispies and Cocoa Pops. You know Cocoa Pops? You know what Cocoa Pops? You know it's already well saturated with all those milky Milo and all those things. You put Cocoa Pop inside a bowl. Some of us don't eat with small bowl like this. You eat with bucket. You eat with like basin. Yeah? Something that when you put your spoon inside, it will bury your spoon. You have to hold your spoon throughout as you are eating so that you do not get missing. Say deep, call it onto deep. You now pour Cocoa Pops. You now pour milk. Yeah? You open your pick milk in two sides so it can flow. It can flush out well and just spoil like this. Some of us don't even use water to mix the. Listen, why am I talking like this? You can tell I'm experienced as well. You can tell I'm not new to these things, right? Yeah, but until I started noting my health, I started paying attention. I'm saying if I didn't start noting my health, I wouldn't know that those things were wrong. I wouldn't know. I won't know. Right? Yeah? You know, there's something called body mass index. People have started saying, nah, it's not always accurate. Okay, we understand it. Some of us, we say, we have a heavy bone. My bone is heavy. Oh, God, go and lose weight, Daddy. What do you mean by you have heavy bone? You see, let me tell you, no matter how heavy your bone is, at least don't be too far off from where you should be. Your BMI says should be 25.1. You are 36. You say it's your bone. Is that the bone Elijah used to raise dead? He said, my bones are heavy. It doesn't always work. Don't be too far from that number. You know, there's moderate, there's normal, there's pre-obesity. Then there's obese. A lot of people are obese. Obese is not always visible. Measure your height. There's a weight that should accompany your height. Right? Yeah? There's a weight that should merge with your skin. Even if you go to the gym and you are lifting weights. Right? There's some things that you should... Don't be too far from it. What I'm saying to you is not the easiest, but it needs intentionality. And maybe one of these days we'll do something. Say, I think I'll work on something that can just keep ourselves accountable. It's very important because nobody else will do it for you. Yeah, maybe we'll just say do 20,000 steps a day, and the person that wins it at the end of the week, we give Sadola say yes, yes. The person that wins, every other person will contribute to 200 pounds. It's not that I say I'm not a monk, but I'm healthy. I'm healthy. I don't need any health check. Yeah? But all those things, they really matter. There's something, again, that we usually eat as snack. We call it noodles, indomie. One indomie pack has almost 400 calories. Some of us are eating four. Four times 400 is 160. You now fry the egg on top and put sardine by the side. You now deceive yourself. You now put veggies inside. Why are you deceiving with veggies? You say to confuse the calories. What you are eating is already 2.5. My brother that eats like that. My brother will just go and cook food. You don't. What? How you know what he ate is by looking at the dustbin. You will just see like 6 packs of indomie. You'll be like, is it only him or him and his friends that came to eat? When you see my brother pack his, but for him, he plays with almost every day, right? I'm not talking about that one we did at our love feast that I broke my leg. My leg is still paining me today. Talking about proper football when he goes to the field every day to play. So he looks fit, he looks built, but even at that, he needs to still cut it down, right? How can he be eating four, you say it's just noodles. I want something quick, something light. Quick snack. You don't now start your day with it, you end your day with it. You now say, I'll drink plenty of water so you can flush. Flush what? What we flush? Yeah? So it's very important. Are you learning something today? So, we've looked through a few things over the past few months, and like 2 months now, we've just tried to pay a little attention. Now, I'll just summarize some things again as we close this evening. You know, we've looked at building up your skills. Is that correct? Spoke about Excel, spoke about PowerPoint, spoke about Microsoft Word, you know, data analysis, some of those things you can build yourself. We spoke about street smarts. Remember that teaching of street smarts, right? Learn to, you know, adapt to whatever situation you find yourself, you know, and also having to demonstrate that life is a merge of two. We looked at Joseph in passing. We saw that Joseph was preparing and cooking in the prison. Is that correct? And the opportunity came. And what did Joseph do? You know that what Joseph gave to the dream of Pharaoh was like an economical strategy. What did he say? 7 animals represent 7 years of what? Of what? Famine and another one for plenty. So what did he say? The times that you have your plenty, save up. You know, eventually, that's what helped the Egyptians to be able to accommodate the hunger of Joseph's brothers. Remember now, when they were looking for food and they came all the way and he said, I'm not going to give you more food until you go and bring your father. Yeah? So it means that Joseph as well, whilst he was... So he interpreted the dream. That was supernatural, is that correct? But what he gave, whilst it must have been supernatural, it was natural. Because it was like, save when you have plenty, so the days you don't have, you would what? You know, you would have to eat. And that kept them, and you know, it made a lot of sense for him, for his generation. You know, hallelujah. We didn't look at Moses a lot, but if you look at Acts 7. Let's go to Acts 7 quickly as we try to wrap up. Look at Acts 7. Acts 7:20. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Look at Acts 7:20-23. In which time Moses was born and was exceeding fair and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughters took him up and nourished him for her own son. Look at verse 22, 1 to 3, go. For Moses was... Are you there? Yes. 22 together, 1 to 3, go. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. So if you look at 22 very well, he was learned in all the wisdom of Egyptians. Does that mean that he went to one of the best schools? Yes, now. Because for him to have been nurtured as a son of Pharaoh's daughter, he would have gone to top-notch schools. Is that Ivy League schools? Can believers go to Ivy League schools? Yeah? Is it possible? Yeah? So you find out that Moses as well, he grew up in the house of Egypt, right? He was educated there. And, you know, the knowledge he learned from the Egypt training was what he used to write Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Yeah? So that's why you cannot understand Genesis without reading Exodus when Moses was born. If you understand Exodus, understanding that Moses was born in Egypt, and understand that the knowledge of Egypt was what influenced his writing of even the Jewish, you know, foundation, it will help you understand that there's a merge of both cultures in Moses' writing. Because think about it. When, you know, Noah, that we call Noah today, was not his name. Oh, you don't know? Yes, now. So, if you look back to scriptures and look through the Hebrew names that were written, you'll find out that Moses is writing about a culture. That's Salvation series, right? Writing about a culture, right? And he will try to communicate a culture to a people, right? So it means that to a very large extent, there will be a lot of influence from his work. So when Moses talks about ark, for instance, right? Or when Moses talks about rib, it is a knowledge of what he has learned in the Egypt world that he will help communicate what you call selah, rib, in the Hebrew world. That's a lot of theory, but you know, I don't want to go into that. We've done that in Salvation series. But he had mastery on all of those things. And another person again, so we've seen Joseph, right? We've seen Moses. Another person again you will see again in scriptures is Daniel, right? Daniel was skillful. Look at Daniel 1, 3 to 4. Just quickly. Is that KJV?
Yes.
Yes, please.
In whom was no blemish, but was favored and skilled in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. 5. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years.
So, was that Daniel in picture?
Yeah.
Right? Can you see that he was skilled in science? Yeah. Right? Can we say in our world, what would be the replica of what he was in his world?
AI,
artificial intelligence, right? Is that correct? So, is artificial intelligence something you shy away from? Yeah? Is technology something you run away from? You know, the way the world is going right now, that's something you need to hold and roll under your sleeve and have it somewhere. Right? Start building skills. So Daniel was somebody who was skillful. He was full of wisdom. He was someone who understood science. Yeah? So it's in the midst of where science... So did Daniel understand science when he was thrown into the lion's den? Did Daniel experience supernatural help in the lion's den? Did you think that Daniel's faith helped him in the lion's den? Did that affect his knowledge in science? So he was full of wisdom, he was full of understanding of science. You know, you can be able to understand some very basic things. You know, it's not like someone saying, I'm a believer, but I don't understand that anything that goes up will come down. That's gravity, Nabi. Yeah? You know, you can be knowledgeable about science, knowledgeable about physics, but you are not using physics to question if your truth of God's word is true or not. You're not trying to go through the angle of we're born apes. We were evolution theory. No. But there are some basic things you will just understand. Yeah, you know, there are certain things you can do with your phone that will make you have an edge over some other people. Right? I've seen in recent times, it's been consistent. I've seen different people who have made it a lot in life when it comes to financial, all of those things. And all they will tell you they had was their phone. Right? So it's very important for you to, you know, ensure that you have all those things. Paul as well, you'll find that was Paul skillful. What did Paul do when he went to Corinth? The first thing he did, he went to look for the people who were of his profession. He was skillful and he joined himself with them. For how many years? 3.5 years, right? And he was teaching daily and he was also doing, you know, things outside of ministry, right? So build strength, build capacity. Yeah? Proverbs 24 verse 10, right? If your strength fails you, right, in the face of what? Adversity. Then it means you're weak. It means that you never have strength. It means your strength was small, right? So build strength so that anything that gets you doesn't shock you. Don't let everything that happens to you in life always shock you. Amen. Everybody says, no. Right? There are certain things that you should happen to you and you just be like, oh, well, it's part of life. You move on. You don't swan. You don't get yourself involved in, you know, wallowing in depression and say, God, if you are truly God. Yeah, stop whining God for job interview. God, if you are really the God of the heavens and earth. Wait. Either they employ you or they don't employ you. God is the God of the heavens of the earth. God, prove yourself strong in my life. Okay, you don't now get the job. You now have to explain yourself. No. You see, anything that escaped me was not meant for me. No, there's a way we say it again. Anything that, what is for me comes to me. Anything that I lose was never for me. And people do it. I heard someone say it recently on a relationship matter. You had issue with your husband. Nobody's fighting with you. Don't argue with anybody. It happens anywhere. People have issues. Some are reconcilable. Some don't reconcile. But don't now begin to make it like it was never for me. And then another one said the other day, he said, I was married, but I didn't have a husband. Who are we whining like this now? you are now remarried. That's like, when I had that man, I was married, and now I have a husband, I'm married. This is not necessary. It's part of life. It's all part of life. You don't always have to explain certain things away to me. Some of us, the reason why 5 people left you is not because that they were, God was, the pit is for those who depart. Trouble is for those who want trouble. But the Lord give me strength and strength. You don't say everybody that break up with you is God preserving you for your king. Madam, you might have bad character. Work on yourself. You know you can lose 5 women in a life. I'm talking about they break up with you and you are the problem. By the special grace of God. You are the EU. So don't always try to explain yourself and say, a friend of mine was saying this very interestingly. You know, she was saying that all those relationships did not work because God was keeping me for his will, his perfect will. You know the problem with this kind of statement? When they start having issues, let me not confirm as if I'm prophesying. If they start having issues, it should not be difficult for them to look for help from outside because they've portrayed a perfect relationship to the world. That's what happens in relationships sometimes. You now see that people are now just cohabiting. They are not married. They are not living together. One day she sat me down and told me all the guys that she's talking about at jump. And look at all of them. They have the same traits. Celebrity, they have money. You are the problem. You are the issue. You know, and those kind of people, I usually tell people, you know, what is fact and what is straight. But depending on how I know you will take it, I might modify it. You know, there are some people you tell and say, you are the problem. And then you say, have you tried considering what the issues were on your side? I've said the same thing, though. Have you tried considering what the issues were from your side? I was just going to say you might have been the problem. Right? So always know that, you know, life would always come with green light, red light tomorrow. Every day might not always be green. But you need to build strength As I always tell you, fill yourself much more with God's word, so that when tribulation and life throws its ugly head towards you, what happens? You're standing strong. Yeah? You're not trying to allow church suffer for it first. I feel like